A sermon by Reverend Richard A. Ram, preached at Christ Community Church in Spring Lake, Michigan, on November 28, 1993, entitled The God of Our Beginnings. The scripture readings are Genesis 2, verses 4 through 9, Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34, and Revelation 21, verses 1 through 6. The texts for the sermon are Jeremiah 31, verses 31 and 34, and Revelation 21, verse 6. Copyright, Grand Valley State University.
This could be the first day of the rest of your life. This could be a day of fresh start and new beginning. This is the first Sunday in Advent, and we begin again the cycle of the story of our redemption. The God whom we worship is a God of our beginnings. Our identity statement speaks about the broad framework of our faith. We trust in God, the God of the beginning, the God of the end, and the God of the meantime. That speaks volumes. It speaks of the framework and the foundation of our human existence. In the beginning, God. In the end, God. And in the meantime, God with us. Those will be the three themes of the first three Sundays in Advent, and this morning, as we enter this new season, as we have already been at the door of the covenant community, the baptismal fount, and seen that water flow, and we are about to come to the table to receive bread and cup, signs of that everlasting covenant of grace, and the experience of the presence of our living Lord, this is an auspicious day. This is the first day of a new year in our life together as a community of faith. And it might well be for you the first day of the rest of your life. God is the God of beginnings. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Lord God scooped a handful of clay and breathed into that lifeless form, and that one became a living soul. The breath of God, the wind of God, the Spirit of God enlivens all that has life. God is the beginning, and God enlivens all that is alive with the life of God. And God is the God who in the end will create a new beginning, a new heaven and a new earth, toward which we point and with hope look forward with anticipation to the experience of that new creation. God has created. God will create. But in the meantime, God creates the possibility of beginning again, anytime, here and now, in a moment like this, in an experience of worship, where we have seen the waters of baptism signing and sealing grace, where we have visually before us bread and cup, signs of body broken and life poured out, the life of the one who came to give life to the world. God is the God of beginnings. And it is because of God's grace that that is possible. And so the word through the prophet is that word for us in the meantime, as we begin again this new season of the church year. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. A new covenant, not another covenant, not new in the sense of something that was not before, but new in the sense of the new moon. After a period of inky black skies, one looks into the heavens at twilight and sees the thinnest sliver of silver, and one knows that the new moon has arrived. And in the phases of the moon, we have a symbol of the newness of the covenant of grace. God says, I know you can't do it. Obviously, you are not going to be able to do it. You cannot make it. You are a disobedient people. You broke my covenant, even though I was your husband, your lover. But surely the days are coming when I will do it. I will do it. Not I will offer it, but I will do it. All of grace, all my work. The days are coming when it will not be the writing of my law, my way of life on tablets of stone, but I will write on the fleshly tablets of your heart. You will inwardly know me. You will all know me because I will do it. All of grace. And that promise concludes with a statement of Israel's deepest trust. For the God of Israel and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ is the God who says, I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. What a promise. What a possibility for the likes of us to have a fresh start, to make a new beginning, to know renewal through the mercy of God, who says, I will forgive. The mercy of the eternal God, the miracle being forgiveness. That's the miracle. Forgiveness of sins. That is at the very heart of our faith. That is at the very heart of the Christian gospel. That is at the very heart of Israel's trust in the God of the beginning, who in the beginning created and in the meantime creates again and again, anew and anew, for all who will open their lives to the fresh touch of grace and begin again. So that's my invitation to you this morning. How are you doing? How is it going with you? Has the path been hard? Do you find your life layered over with layer upon layer of crust and barnacle that you've picked up along the way? So easy for us to grow sour, cynical, bitter, and without hope. It is such a temptation for us to become so burdened down with all of the pressures that play upon us, to find our life paralyzed by broken dreams and broken promises and denials and betrayals and hurts perpetrated upon us and those that we perpetrate, until finally we grow almost numb and lose the joy and live no longer in the delight and the freshness and the newness of grace. And so we need times like this, when we hear the Word of God, when we hear the God who says, I will do it. Obviously, you can't do it. But I will do it. Because I am a God of incurable grace. And I will forgive you. And I will remember your sin against you no more. What a precious gift is memory, enabling us to relive those moments of pure delight and sheer joy. But what a curse it can be too, if it binds us and continues to cause to fester within us all of the hurt that we've accumulated over the days of our life. But hear the word of God. I will forgive you. And I will remember your sin against you no more. Hear the word of God. The God who says, I will blot your sins out as a thick cloud. The God who says, I will cast your sin behind my back. The God who says, I'll bury it in the depths of the sea. Who says, indeed, there'll be no record of it anymore. For I'll remember your sin against you no more. Along life's ways, lest we have moments of new beginning, lest we start fresh by the grace of God, we can be so heavily burdened, the very life wrung out of us. And it seems as though there's no more hope or possibility. But isn't it true within your heart that these words well up, oh, I wish there was some wonderful place like the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again. A place, a land of beginning again. If only we could believe it. If only we could let it go. If only we could drop it and know the freshness and the newness of the God of new beginnings. This is the place. And this is the time. Let it go and experience the newness of God's grace.